welcome to the book.
Thank you.
Heard why the club was keen on you. Why were you keen on Wellington Phoenix?
Oh, look, it's like David said just earlier, I think the club has laid some great foundations last season, and the club has the same ambitions that I have to be successful. So I thought it was a great opportunity to come to Wellington and build on what they had already done in it last season.
You come from the euphoria of a grand final win. Has
yes.
it been a challenging adjustment to lead that group of players? So you've obviously come pretty close, but had good success to come across here.
Yeah, look, we had a great season at Sydney. I'm not going to be lying about that. But you know, in football yourself, things change overnight very quickly. So this is a new challenge for me, another ambition, another goal that I want to set for myself, and I've got a great target with a great club. Working with a fantastic group of boys over there, but now that's gone, and the new, I'm looking forward to the new challenge.
How key is recruitment as one of your first jobs here?
Yes.
How
it is very key, because football is about recruitment. I think 70% goes to recruitment, and the other 30% is actually the motivation side of things, and also the tactical side of things. So, look, we're not in no rush to sign players. We're not going to jump at every player that's thrown at us. For me, I look at it as a good thing, where I can build a team on the way that I want to play the game and what I believe the game looks like to me. So, like I said, we're not in no rush to sign and jump on players. Players need to fit into what I believe the game looks like. It's not just signing good players for the sake of them being just good.
In terms of retention, how confident are you that you can retain Roy Krishnan?
Look, I think the club has put a lot of hard yards into that, and I've spoken to Roy as well, and it comes down to him at the end of it. So, like, he's had a fantastic season, and I think he's a very important player for us, and he does fit into my plans and how we want to play and what I want to achieve and what we want to do. So, like I said, we've had those discussions and we've given him some time to think about it.
I'll just have one more if that's okay. Young Kiwi players have
yes.
always been a part of the fabric of the football club. Is that something you're keen to continue?
Yes, I've had an opportunity to work with the Young Socceroos as a youth coach. So young players will fit into that, and the World Cup is on right now. So it's a great opportunity to see the best young Kiwi players playing at the highest level. So for me, it's very important. I think the more local players that we have, the better it is for Wellington Phoenix.
Yeah, just a follow-up. I mean, this position was actually also vacant at this time last year. Was it something that you even gave half a thought to at that time, or was it not on your radar?
That's a tough one, to be honest. Whilst I was working with the Young Socceroos, Stevie got the job at Sydney, and then he approached me to go work alongside him. So the thought process was to go to Sydney and work alongside somebody that I knew. To work in the A-League and get that experience as well. So at that stage, no, there was no thought process behind that towards Wellington.
Have you seen the appeal factor of this role change significantly in the space of 12 months after what the club has done last year?
Of course, for me, look, the club has always been a good club. I think last year they've had some great success with Mark coming in doing a fantastic job with the group of players that he had. So the foundations have always been there. It's just unearthing the players and getting them right and doing the right things on and off the park. So, like I said, the foundations have always been there with the club, and the club has always been a great club.
One of the key issues around the club for the last few seasons is the licence, the expiry dates on that licence. And I suppose from our perspective, we haven't seen any concrete evidence to suggest that it's beyond this season. But have you had the assurances that you need to have this?
Look, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think that the club was going to get moved forward anyway. So, but that's another question you can throw at Rob after.
So one issue with Mark leaving was his family. Is your family going to be moving?
My family will be moving to Wellington. Whether it happens in September or late in the year when my son finishes his school year, but the family will be moving over to Wellington, yes.
And what conversations did you have with them prior to taking the job or even after you had taken the job?
I just ask the questions of how the club is and the people that work around the club and the staffing and the players, to get some good information on the players that were here. Just a general overview of Wellington Phoenix.
Did you have any... he obviously had some concerns, and that's kind of part of the reason why he's going too, but there's been nothing more to stop you from taking this job?
No, for me, like David said, I'm very ambitious. I've come here not just to make the top six. I want to try to win things, and that's starting with the FFA Cup early August. So we win our first round and continue from there. So, like I said, I'm not here just to make up the numbers in the competition. not just here to make the top six. We want to be better than what we were last season. So that's making the final series and then continue on and trying to go all the way.
And another off-contract player is Andrew Durante. Is he someone you've spoken to and someone you want to keep around in a playing capacity?
Yes, I've had discussions with Andrew.
Do you want to keep him around in a playing capacity?
Look, that's a discussion that I had with him, and he'll make the decision whether he wants to continue on the field or he wants to go down a path where he's involved in the administration side of things at the club. But for me, I think Andrew is a very important player for Wellington. He's been here for 11 years. I think he adds a lot of value to the team in the change room as well. So for me, he's a very important player.
Phoenix unveiling with Western United yesterday. Mark was asked if there was a potential for more Phoenix players to follow him to the club. His answer was maybe. He sat on the fence. I mean, is it a conversation that you've had with Mark that, you know, in terms of the decorum in this situation or not?
Nah, look, for me, it's very important. You want to bring in players that want to be here. Players that want to be here will want to work for you and do the right things. At the end of the day, football is a game where players will move on, and I wish them all the best if they do decide to move on. Like I said, if players want to leave, it's no problem for me. I want players that want to be here and have the same drive and same ambition as me to be successful.
From the fans' perspective, I think the issue with Mark over the past month has almost instantly created a rivalry with Western United even before they're in the league.
That's
that
great.
Something that
that's
you're
great.
Looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to it. I agree with that. It's going to be great.
You mentioned you're in no rush to make signings. Do you have a deadline when you want your full squad in place?
Obviously, every coach would love their full squad to be there for the first day of a pre-season, but you know, in the A-League, it's quite a long pre-season. So for me, recruitment is very important, making sure we get the right visa players as well, and also the right local boys as well. So, like I said, there's no rush. There's already players that we've targeted and that we're speaking to. And like I said, things will change in the next coming weeks.
Do you expect to use all those visa
spots? You I hope so. Yeah.
What sort of style are we going to see from the Wellington Phoenix under your guidance?
What would you like to see, Jason?
I like to call lots of goals. If that's what you're asking. an attacking style, is that what we...
For me, the way I believe the game should be played is where the players enjoy the way that they play and also the fans enjoy what they see. So that's an attacking style of football. When we have the ball, we're aggressive. We want to be dominant when we have the ball. And when we don't have the ball, we want to be aggressive as well. When we don't have it, we want to be compact and not concede goals. So I would love for us to play an attacking style where we do score a lot of goals and the players enjoy what we do. And like I said, when we don't have it, we're very aggressive and we win the ball back and then we play our style again.
So would you say your style is what we saw from Sydney FC this season? That's what you want to
do? Well, similar style. The thing is, I believe in football that if you set up defensively quite well and you're compact and you don't concede goals, you've got more chance of winning games.
And what about just a general question, how to win a title? How did Sydney FC win a title? What's the key to...
I think the very important thing is, that's why recruitment is so important, is that we have depth in the squad. So when we do make changes, that players that come onto the field make an impact in the game as well. It's not just the starting 11. It's very important the players that do come off the bench influence the game as well. So that's why I say we're in no rush with the recruitment, that we get the right players and we have the depth in the squad to do that as well.
Just on recruitment, and maybe this is a clarification more than anything, six players were released by the club a short while ago. Was that something that you were kind of thoroughly as part of the process?
Yes, I was.
Charles?
What was it that you saw from the Phoenix last year that got you over the line to be here now?
Oh, look, I saw the drive, the ambition, the ambition to be successful. I think the fans are hungry. I think the players are hungry. I think the town is hungry. I think the club is hungry to be successful. And that's how I've got through my career as a player and now as a coach. And I have a massive drive, a massive ambition to be successful. And I think Wellington is a great place to do that.
Did you have any conversations with Mark before you met
him? I've spoken to Mark. Look, don't get me wrong, Mark's a good friend of mine. I've known him for 25 years. We've played together. We've coached against each other. And I've spoken to Mark plenty of times about Wellington.
And you mentioned obviously...
For this coming season, is to win everything as much as we can, mate. Every trophy that's out there, I want to go for it.
How much do you know about the ISP Hender competition, the National Championship, and would you consider recruiting players from that competition?
Look, I would consider recruiting players from any competition as long as they're good enough to play for Wellington Phoenix.
Mark really embraced Māori culture when he was part of the Phoenix, that the Phoenix set it up a couple of years ago. How do you see Māori culture working with the Wellington Phoenix?
Oh, look, I think it's very important. It's part of the culture. It's part of the heritage of New Zealand and the club as well. So for me, I'll embrace that with my players as well, embrace that with the fans. So it plays a massive role.
Just one question from me. How do you say your name?
Okay. Look, I've been called plenty of things in my whole career, so it really doesn't bother me. My name is Ufuk. Okay. If you get to know me down the track, you'll call me Ufi. But at this stage, I think we're comfortable enough to go with Ufi.
Well, you've been bringing New Zealand players into trial as well. Is that one thing Mark did in the pre-season as
well? Yeah, look, for me, like I said, for me, the more local players, the more New Zealanders in the squad, for me, is better for Wellington Phoenix. The more local players that we could play and give them opportunities to be successful, I think is good for Wellington Phoenix. But at the same time, they need to be good enough to play. So during pre-season, we've got a list of players that we're going through with Sean as well, and we'll make decisions on those players.
Do you have a number one goalkeeper at the club now, or are you looking for a number one goalkeeper?
We're close to signing one.
I was just going to ask about Tom Doyle. Have you had discussions with Tom Doyle?
Yes, I have.
Will he be staying at the club?
We'll make a decision on that one.
What would you say if learned from Steve Crocker, who's obviously now a league winning coach?
Could you repeat that, sorry?
Oh, sorry. What would you say if you learned from Steve Crocker?
Look, to be honest, you take all your experiences away with the people that you work with. And Steve is a little bit different to me. For me, he's very good. And look, in coaching, man management is very important as well, because you're dealing with, it's a team sport, but you're dealing with individuals. And that's one thing that I've got off Steve, that he did very well. He managed the players quite well. He managed them as individuals. At times, you've got to manage them as a team. But one thing he did well was he managed the individuals quite very well.
Where does the squad need improvement most, in your opinion?
We need players first, and then we'll improve them from there, I think.
In what positions?
Oof, there's a few positions. So there's a lot of spots that we're looking at the moment. Essential defender, midfielder, tens and nines as well. Guys are going to score us goals and win us games. So,
especially from your playing days, a fair bit of international experience. How much has that crafted the football mind that you've got today?
Look, in football, there's no right or wrong on how you play the game. I think the players that you bring in set up how you want to play with the attributes that they have. But also, I have a belief in what I think the game looks like. So I bring in the players that suit my beliefs.
Is there anything you want to say just to Phoenix fans?
Mate, they've been sensational. They were sensational last season, and I'm looking forward to their support through the whole year.
Following on from that, from the fans' perspective, 12 months ago, or less than 12 months ago, they'd have seen someone else sitting here talking about the loyalty and looking forward vision. So I suppose, what is your message to them to convince them that this time it is the case?
Look, for me, I'm here for the long haul, and I think I'm already showing that by bringing my family over to Wellington as well. So, like I said, I want the club to be successful. You know, I want the fans to enjoy the football that they see on the weekends, and I want them to back us all the way. And like I said, you guys are a part of this family as well. You guys play a massive role in the Wellington Phoenix brand as well, and what we can achieve and how we can achieve it together.